And this is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you wandered around Superior recently, you very likely have seen the lawn signs, both for and against INTEC. That's the acronym for the Nemadji Trail Energy Center, a proposed billion-dollar natural gas plant for the city to be operated by Minnesota Power, La Crosse-based Darylin Power Cooperative, and Basin Electric Power Cooperative in North Dakota. While the backers say the plant will create jobs and serve as a gateway to cleaner energy, opponents counter that it would harm public health and the environment. This week on Morning Edition, we'll hear from both sides, beginning with those opposed, Lynn Wowen of Neighbors Against INTEC and Superior Mayor Jim Payne. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Lynn and Jim.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
So starting with you, Mayor Payne, the project is valued at $1 billion, and that's up from $700 million several years ago, and it's projected to bring 350 construction jobs and 25 permanent jobs and $1 million in annual tax revenue. So what's wrong with that, and wouldn't a mayor typically be for a project like that?
The fact is that $1 billion is not an investment in our community. It's an extraction from our community. The investment is made by those shareholders. They will reap the benefit. That $1 billion is coming from somewhere. It's coming from ratepayers. The $1 billion is not being given to the people of Superior. It's being taken from them. It will raise their utility rates to pay for this plant. It is not an investment, Superior. It's an extraction from us.
Lynn Wowen, what would make the project acceptable? And perhaps you could address the environmental concerns.
Yeah, so really there is no acceptable gas plant project right now. We are at such a point in our climate change transition that a new fossil fuel plant is not only unnecessary as we transition off of these old dirty industries into renewables, it's absolutely reckless in the face of climate change. Each of these new gas plants, you can kind of think of them as like a little mini methane bomb. We know now, and from research in Environmental Research Letters 2023, that just 0.2% of methane released makes these gas plants as bad as coal for climate change. So this plant would be in my neighborhood. I would be less than 3 miles from the proposed location. It's a concern for me, my family, the health of my neighbors and community. But there's also important for people to understand that what happens here in Superior is going to affect people around the world as more and more utility plants propose gas as some kind of transition away from renewables when it's simply another reinvestment in fossil fuels for, as the mayor alluded to, profit taking for the shareholders of these gas companies.
Mayor Payne, along those lines, what would be your reaction if they build it elsewhere? What would you say to the communities who will have the ills that you projected?
Well, first of all, they probably can't build it somewhere else. These things are getting harder and harder to build. The Biden administration is releasing regularly more rules that make it hard to build these obsolete fossil fuel plants. This is 20th century technology, and we're a quarter of the way into the 21st century. As a citizen of the United States and the world, I believe we all need to take responsibility for the effects of the climate crisis and do what we can. But my first responsibility is to the people of Superior. And while this will have global effects, the local effects are very, very stark. People will live right within a quarter mile of this plant, but the effects will stretch for miles from the plant. So the idea of putting it on right on the banks of one of our rivers, probably polluting that river, almost certainly polluting the air of almost every single citizen in Superior, that's just unacceptable. I don't know where the best place for a dangerous, dirty methane plant is in the United States, but it's certainly not in a community that's paid more than its fair share of heavy industry. We have lived through multiple heavy industry accidents. We daily live with some of the most polluted air in the country. Why should we have to accept even more?
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, as somebody who lives already next to the refinery, you know, the oil refinery in town exploded 5 years ago, and they have since rebuilt, expanded, and reopened. And now when I leave my home in the morning, many, many mornings, it smells. I mean, there is a new odor in the city from the pollution that this is putting out. And to add that to gas plant pollution is asking a lot of thousands of residents to just, you know, take it on the chin, have reduced longevity and health span and lifespan, and increase our cancer rates and act like that's okay for the citizens of Superior. It is not.
How do you respond to your neighbors who are for the plant? Bottom line, there are people who, for them, the bottom line is the most important thing, being jobs.
It's true that there are some citizens in Superior. There's plenty of folks that still support a project like this. But the fact is, those numbers have been plummeting. When this project was first proposed, I supported it. Almost every elected official in Superior and Douglas County supported it. And the vast majority of that support has evaporated. Once folks realize that this plant does not enable renewables, it is not clean, it is not safe, it is not just good, but very, very bad for our economy. It does not bring the number of jobs that they're claiming it does. There is almost nothing positive about this plant.
So what are the next steps? Can the city just say, no, we don't want it? Or has that been tried already? Or what else is out there?
The city has said, no, we don't want it. That happened. They asked us to change our laws to allow it because that site is illegal. You are not allowed to build a methane plant on the banks of the Nemadji River, full stop. I think if Elite wants to live up to its promises to be a good neighbor, to be a good partner in our community, they're going to respect our decision.
We've been speaking with Lynn Wowin of Neighbors Against NTEC and Superior Mayor Jim Payne. We're talking about the Nemadji Trail Energy Center, a proposed billion-dollar natural gas plant for the city to be operated by Minnesota Power, or Elite, La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative, and Basin Electric Power Cooperative in North Dakota. On Thursday, we'll hear from Dairyland Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Ben Porth. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Payne and Ms. Wowin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.